That's neat.
Yeah. Okay. So I remember any incidents in particular.
Do you remember anybody being caned there?
No. No, I don't. No, I don't remember anyone being caned at all. Not in either the infant or well, wouldn't you? Because that was a general school, but I don't remember that in the junior school. I certainly remember it in the secondary school. In fact, I was certain with a cane myself at the secondary school. But not at Charnwood Street. I don't remember any physical acts of corporal punishment at all, any sort of verbal acts. I don't remember anyone being told to stand in the corner. No, I don't. Well, and yet, when you think about it, you would have thought that that might have been something that was around then, but no, I don't recall it.
Let's go back to your childhood again on Hartington Road. What about firework time, November the 5th?
Everybody had... You belonged to the community area that where you lived. So that if you belonged in the Hartington Road, Vulcan Road area, there would be... That community would build their bonfire. And ours was at the top of Hartington Road.
On the road?
Yeah, oh yeah, there was no car, so that didn't matter. Yeah, and it would... built up at the top of Hartington Road, there would be, over a period of weeks beforehand, there would be an accumulating pile of wood, boxes, rubbish, and on bonfire night this would get lit. You could walk around and see other areas, other communities. You know, you go to Gopsall Street and you'd see the Gopsall Street gang had got their growing mound of rubbish. And if I recall correctly, what one load of kids from one area would do is start nicking good bits of wood from a bonfire that was building up in another area. Yeah, I don't remember traffic. And yeah, I mean, it was not that long ago, really. You're talking about the 50s, but I cannot remember traffic as such. There was a car, had an accident. My dad was taking me for a picnic on Abbey Park, and I was sitting on a little seat on the front of his bicycle, and I wanted to put my foot on the spokes because I thought it would make a pretty noise. I was three, and I was thinking, if I put my foot on the spokes, it would go t-t-t-t-t-t-t. And I did, but it didn't work like that. My foot went in the bike. And I came off the bike, and my father still cycled, and it all came to a halt. All the skin and everything was ripped off my ankle. And there was a car, and this was really, really rare. There was a car that stopped, and they asked if they could help. And my father said, you know, my little girl's had an accident, we need to get her to hospital. And they drove me to hospital, and it was... most peculiar, rare. I mean, I was in shock because I was in pain, no doubt. But it was a big, big thing to be in a car, and it smelled all of leather, and it was black. But cars as such were not anything I remember, except in absolute instance. So in bonfire nights, that was no problem. We built them in the street. We played marbles in the street. We rode our scooters in the street. We all learnt to ride our bikes in the street. It was all street play. And you'd get, every now and again, an irate mother that would say, go and play in your own street! Because they'd get fed up with all the noise and the awful hullabaloo that was going on. Especially when invariably a ball went through somebody's window. And yes, you did have street communities, and if you did wander too far into someone else's, either the kids or someone's mum, and you know, soon put a flea in you and send you back to your own area.
Yeah.
I do recall that. Yeah.
Well, let me ask you something else then. You said you had no central heating. Did you have coal fires?
Yeah, I must have done.
Do you remember how the coal was delivered?
No.
You don't know whether the coalman had horse and carts? Do you remember seeing horse and carts
no,
around?
No, I don't. No, my husband remembers horse and cart for the milkman, but I don't. I don't remember that at all. No, I don't remember horse and cart. Not for any home deliveries of any kind. Visually, they must have been around, but that's not anything that comes to mind.
What about then, what about Christmas time? Did you go carol singing, or...?
No, I didn't particularly go carol singing. It was a magical family time, I can remember that. I mean, although there couldn't have been a lot of money, there was certainly a lot of atmosphere. And being not a large family, but a good-sized family, there was quite a lot of good feeling there. I remember that. It was a very happy time. And we made our own Christmas decorations. We would buy those gummed things, and we'd spend hours just licking one end so you could have a chain.
Paper strips,
yes, those gum strips. And they would go all over the kitchen and the living room. I remember that. So we had all the trimmings and the decorations, and I've remembered something now, if I wasn't saving it. We made crepe. You get crepe paper, and we cut out the shape of a man and hang it, and it bounces a little bit. It's not really very imaginative. But I remember, and this, I mean, perhaps it was a Santa Claus or something, I don't know, but I remember that, and taking it home, and it having pride of place dangling somewhere, and that was from St. Saviour's. Mm. So I do remember doing that. So yes, Christmas was a home family time for me. We didn't go out.
Mm.
Because by the time I was 8, my eldest brother, who is 10 years older than me, was 18, and he went to university then. Mm. So the family was... And my sister, she went to a domestic science college when she was about 17, 18. So by the time I was 10, the family was getting smaller.
Mm. Mm. Let's go back a bit. Can you remember the coronation, 1952?
Yeah,
two,
the coronation mug still.
Mm.
Yeah, we sat. We were given a mug at school. There were street parties. Mm. But it's the mug at school. I cannot recall the street party particularly. I've got photographs of a street party, but I think this is after the war, because there was a street party straight after the war. The coronation, as I say, we were all presented with a mug. And I was at St. Saviour's Infant School then, because it was 1953, mm. and we were presented with a mug, which I still have. Mm. But that's really the only clear memory I have of that, mm. was going home with that.
Hmm. Right, let's go back to something else you said. If you were ill, you were upstairs, your mum gave you...
That's right, there's that copper boiler stick.
Do you remember being ill very often?
I remember getting measles.
Yeah. Did the doctor come home to see you?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Where was your doctor's surgery?
Dr Lacey up Melbourne Road. I think it turns into St Peter's Road, towards the top end of Melbourne Road. Dr. Lacey, and there was... It's gone. I nearly had it, and it went. Dr. Sharples, was it? I think it was, something like that. But Dr. Lacey was my doctor. She was a female. She was typically... typically what? You know, very well-spoken, jolly hockey stick sort of lady with very straight hair and a hair grip pulled aggressively to one side to stop it falling into her eyes. We went there once because I was always very small and slim and I wasn't eating my food very well, and we went there once and Dr. Lacey told me that I shouldn't drink milk with my dinner because that would probably spoil my appetite. For measles, all I can remember is feeling quite proud that I got it, because, and I always got these things in the school holidays, so I couldn't have time off from school as well. But I remember waking up in the morning, I felt a bit poorly, and I was thrilled to have measles, because, you know, you were in the gang there and everybody else would have measles. One morning at Charman Street Junior School, Stephen Cornish sat at the front with his ginormous neck. And Mr. Evans there, he said to Stephen Cornish, are you feeling all right, Stephen? You know, your face looks rather swollen. And he said, no, I don't feel very well. And he said, well, I think perhaps, you know, it might be an idea if you went home. Well, within a fortnight, everybody had got mumps. I remember that. So we went through the range of the childhood ailments. Nothing was, I mean, you get measles vaccinations now. Nothing was particularly fearful. I wasn't worried about any of these things. I wasn't very poorly with any of them. I remember polio being around on Spinney Hill Park. My mum always said, don't go in the brook, because you can catch polio. And there was a girl down the road caught polio and she was paralysed. And you did used to see children with these iron calipers on the leg, you know, and it was because they'd had polio. So we didn't. I don't remember the vaccine. There must have been one. Perhaps come out eventually. But at that time, Spinney Hill Park had a brook at the bottom, and we all had to be very careful. No kids would go and paddle in that brook because of polio. I remember that.
Did you used to go to the dentist when you were young?
Yes.
Can you remember where he was?
Yes. Thank you. Was up from Dr. Lacey's was on the right. I feel as if he was on the left.
On Melbourne Road?
Yes, higher up the hill. It was an ordeal.
Was it?
Yeah. Mr. West, Phil's name was Mr. West. Yeah. He didn't have injections for a filling at all, and he just drilled straight into the nerve, and I'd be leaping out of his seat. Oh, God. And I came out once, and I wanted some chewing gum. And my mum, she shouldn't have let me, you know, because she did, she let me have this chewing gum. And what did it do? It took the filling straight out. I remember that. Oh, God. So that had to be put back in again. Yes, you didn't make a habit of going to the dentist. It was an ordeal. Oh, it's not exactly a, you know, belly full of blast now. But it was painful. Very painful. I can only remember that one or two occasions of having fillings. It was not anything we did very often, going to the dentist.
Did you, when you were at school, junior school, did the dentists and the nurse come round the school?
Yeah, we had a vaccination, I just remember, because Ian Vincent, who was the one I fell in love with at Chalmers Street Junior School, his mum met my mum, which was really important. And that was because we were all together having a vaccination, or... Was that polio then? Was it just coming in then? I really don't know. But we had a vaccination, and you had the school. Richmond House comes to mind as well, because I was referred at one time because of flat feet to have exercises. So a school nurse had come round. We'd been checked over, weight, height, ears, nose, throat, and I'd been found to have flat feet. And every Friday morning I had to go to Richmond House and walk on a bench. Just about one foot in front of the other to try and bring the arches up. And so, yes, you got your clinic nurse, your school nurse, and there was this school clinic where you would go, and if anything had been found, it would be referred to Richmond House Clinic.
Did you have your hair checked?
Yeah, we had our hair checked. I don't remember anybody having sleeves or nips or anything like that. I'm sure there probably was, but I don't recall that. Something else maybe came to mind then, but it's gone again. Holidays, I don't remember. We used to catch the bus and then get the train, or just the coach and go to Mablethorpe. We did that, or whatever.
Okay, let's move. Oh, and something else I wanted to ask you. You said you kept mice.
Yes.
Did you ever need a vet?
Yes, there was. The PDSA, as it is now, on Mostyn Street, near to where we sit right at this point, there was a PDSA. I can't think where it was. Feels as if it was in Highfields. Once it used to be on the Foss Road, but that would be too far to get to, wouldn't it, from Highfields? So, yeah, we went to the vets. We didn't have to pay for any veterinary treatment, any veterinary care. I can't remember any particular ailments, but I do remember going to the vets. But apart from it being within walking distance and not having to pay, whether he was in the Highfields area, then I'm not too sure. I'm very vague on that one, but of course the PDSA would know themselves where they would be.
Okay, let's move on a little bit. When did you move out of Hartington Road?
When I was about 13 or 14, 13-ish, which would be, where would it be? Maybe even 15, 48, 61, 2, something like that. We went to Collingham Road, off the Marlborough Road then. This was the first house we owned. The house in Hartington Road was rented. Let me try and think of anything.
Did you move back into Highfields area then?
No. No, we lived in Highfields from when I was, well, from when my parents got married in 1937. They were, first of all, they had a flat in Beaumont Road on the corner of a house, a top floor flat in Beaumont Road. And then they rented the house, 32 Hartington Road, when I think my mum was expecting David, the eldest. And they stayed there right through until the early 60s. When I was a teenager. Mm. So they lived there for quite a considerable number of years.
Mm.
Everybody had a pride in their doorstep, and you would see them scrubbing their doorstep and doing whatever it is you do to doorsteps to keep them white. And lo and behold, if you put your foot on that doorstep when it's just been scrubbed, you put your key in the door and you leap over. I remember that.
Can you remember then what you did for leisure in the evening and at weekends when you were living on Hartington Road? Did you ever go to the pictures?
There was a cinema at the bottom of where the Five Ways were. There was the Melbourne cinema. It was a rare occasion, but I saw Walt Disney films, you know, the Bambi and all this, that and the other. So I would have gone to the cinema, but on a very rare occasion. I went to bed quite early, 9-ish. I mean, there was no television. The first I remember of a television, I don't know, was Noel Gordon doing Lunchbox, which was when we lived off the Narva Road, so that would have been the 60s. So there was no television. There was the radio. I drew pictures a lot. I used to like to draw. My best friend Carolyn Freeman lived on 39 Berners Street, which doesn't exist anymore. And I used to go and see her, and we would go to Spinney Hill Park, where hopefully I would see Ian Vincent, the one I loved. So we played on Spinney Hill Park. I mean, I did mention that I was sexually assaulted there. So, I mean, that was 2 years previously to what I'm talking about now. But nevertheless, despite that, Spinney Hill Park was the park that where we played. That was the local playground. At the top of St Saviour's Road, I think, is it the Imperial Hotel or something like that, there was a bomb site. We used to play on the bomb site quite a lot. This was at the top of St Saviour's Road. You go along Morley Road, and at the corner where you get St Saviour's Road, and then you can go down... I think it was St Saviour's Hill or something. Just at the back there was a bomb site, and you could always rummage around and find something. Once I found an engagement ring, and I took it with my parents, took it to the police station, and was told that if it wasn't claimed within 3 months, I could have it. And so I thought, you know, my wealth was reassured, but it was claimed. So that was the end of that. There was also another... I don't know how to describe this. A wall, a sloping wall that went up, straight along, and then down. And it was just a plain area. I don't know what this was all about, but we'd play in it. You'd get your roller skates, and it'd be like a little roller skating rink just inside us there.
Where was this? Can you remember?
Yeah, it's just the front of the bomb site. The word Imperial comes to mind.
That's the hotel on the corner.
Hotel.
Yeah.
Whether this wall is still there, it's probably when you were a child, things seem quite large, and when you go back as an adult, you realise what you thought was sort of, you know, half a mile in diameter is usually about, you know, half a foot.
Mm.
But there was an area there we used to play on. That area, a whole area there, with the bomb site and this wall and this bit in the middle of the wall at the front of the Imperial Hotel was quite good to play on. Spinney Hill Park had a path called the snake path. This was because it wound down like a snake right from the top to the bottom, and you could do this on your roller skates, but you know, you were dicing with death, but you could do it on your roller skates. A lot of us had roller skates and a lot of us had scooters. The luckier of us had scooters with brakes, which was really advantageous on the snake path on Spinney Hill Park. I'm trying to remember anything else about that, but that was our recreational activity, was Spinney Hill Park. And as I say, early nights, drawing pictures.
Did you belong to Brownies?
Only once or twice did I go. I just remember Spencer Street swimming basket. I'll come back to that, and I'll tell you about the Brownies. I joined the Brownies. I was a bit thick, I probably still am, but I was a bit half with it. And as I told you, very timid in those days. And always seemed to be a spectator of life rather than being part and parcel of things. But as a therapeutic idea, as a, for joining in things, it was somehow thought it'd be a good idea for me to join the local Brownies. My sister was a very active member of the local guides and went on guide camps and got badges here, there and everywhere. It was a real good joiner in her. So they thought they'd send me to Brownies. This, I remember, being an ordeal. And what you had to do is you had to hold hands and skip round this toadstool. And when Brownout told you to sit, you'd sit cross-legged. But I didn't get it right, and we were all dancing around, and she said sit. And I went into the toadstool in the middle and sat on that. Of course, all the Brownies are absolutely in tucks, and I didn't go again. I didn't get the hang of this at all. And of course, it was a huge humiliation to get it wrong. So mother was already suffering with anxiety. It didn't help. So that was the end of Brownies. I went home crying. I'm not worried now again.
So you were never a guide then?
No, I didn't get that home. All this social business at all. No.
Did you ever do dancing?
I had whims. Garendon Street Library had a room above it, and they started ballet dancing lessons.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so I thought I'd do this. I think it lasted 3 attempts.
Oh, well, hang on. Do you know who organised it?
No, this Garendon Street Library, for some reason or other, this maths teacher, Mr. Eaton, comes to mind again. I must be wrong, because you can't work in a library and be an arithmetic teacher at Charlotte Street Junior School. So either they looked alike, or it was one of the same person who managed to do both one in the evening. We used to go to Garendon Street Library when I was a little girl. And from this, somehow or another, it came to light about some ballet lessons, and I feel as if it was in a room above it, but I do not know whether it was organised through the library or separately or what. But again, I had this joining in problem, whereas it didn't gel. Mm. So the memories there are just very sparse, really. Mm. I was very much a loner, so group activities aren't anything that I can remember. Mm. I think I avoided them like the plague.
Mm. All right. Can you describe Garendon Street Library? What it looked like when you went in?
Is it still there?
The building is there.
Is it?
Mm.
I can just remember where the Joey books were. I used to read these Joey books, and they were on the left over there. No, I can't. I feel as if it's square. If I tell you what I remember, I would suspect it's totally wrong. I feel as if it was like a square or rectangle prefab building.
Mm.
But I just, no, it was older than that. No. Mm. I don't know.
Was it dark? Did it seem dark inside?
No, I feel as if it was dark.
No.
My eldest brother, David, he got a catapult and threw a stone through the window of the library, and my parents had to pay for a new pane of glass. I remember that. But that was before my time of going to the library.
Mm.
So yes, we went there regularly, but other than enjoying getting books out, I don't really recall what it looked like.
You were going to tell me about
Spencer Street Swimming Bath. Every Saturday morning I go to Spencer Street Swimming Bath with my friend Caroline Freeman.
Did you walk on your own?
Yeah, it's not too far. It wasn't too far.
No, but you just went by yourself.
Yeah.
How old would you have been?
Seven, eight, junior school.
Yeah, and your parents were quite...
Oh, it's quite safe. Quite safe. I say that. Yes. I mean, I'd already been assaulted on Spinney Hill Park, but you were safe from traffic. There was no traffic. And going to somewhere like Spencer Street Swimming Bath was considered a healthy, good activity. We used to go there. And after we'd locked about swimming, we would buy, for threepence, we'd buy, I'll threepenny a bit, a packet of cheese-flavoured crisps there's a blue salt twisty bit inside, and you could sit up above and look down watching the other swimming, and they tasted like crisps I've never tasted since, because you were so hungry after swimming. So I remember that. We used to do that. That was a regular activity, swimming at Spen Street.
Were the barns busy? Were there lots and lots and lots of children in when you went?
Yes, it was quite. It was a hectic time.
And was it one of the swimming pools that had the shower changing cubicles round the pool, or were they separate?
No, you were separate. You had to walk a little way from it. No, you didn't have shower changing cubicles around the pool. You walked to it and from it.
Tell me something else. Do you remember, we were saying that you felt the streets were safe.
Yeah.
Do you ever remember seeing policemen around?
Yes, Bobby on the beach. Yes, yeah. You've always got that. Yeah.
Did you feel you knew him?
I didn't personally. No, I think I was intimidated and, kept a wide berth, especially because my oldest brother, he taught us. He was a devil. And whenever the doorbell went, Mother, before she opened the door, would always say, "Oh, what's he done now?" So policemen were, because of my oldest brother, were some things that, you kept at a distance from. But yes, we did have Bobbies on the beach. I remember that. So that was quite nice.
Mm.
I was trying to think of other things around the area. Yeah, okay.